A program in Delaware gives people with mild to severe disabilities a space to express themselves through art. WHYY's Chris Barish reports on how the creative process has helped them personally.
The Art Therapy Express Studios transformed into a gallery Monday night. David Turner, who has bipolar disorder, showed his landscapes, portraits, and abstracts that chronicle a seven-year journey from darkness to light.
I needed to change the person I was. I hated myself. I wanted to kill myself every single day. That's all I thought about.
Painting makes Turner feel alive and brings him solace.
For me, it's very freeing. I paint with my fingers a lot. It allows me to go to a peaceful place in my mind and paint it on canvas. A lot of times I deal with struggles with emotions and sadness and anger and anxiety and depression and all these things. And, you know, while I'm here at the studio or while I'm painting, all that goes away.
Lisa Bartoli created the program.
We have people with cerebral palsy. We have people who have experienced a stroke. We have individuals with visual and hearing impairments. We have people with Down syndrome. We have people with autism, the whole gamut. People with disabilities, they may find it difficult to express themselves verbally, so I think we give them a tool to express themselves and to connect with their peers.
Haley Scheiber has cerebral palsy. She cannot speak or use her hands, but she paints bright canvases using a brush attached to her head or a robotic device hooked to her arm. And using an augmentative communication device, Haley finds her voice. Well, let her tell you.
When I create art, I feel determined, motivated, and inspired. In the art studio, I use adapted splints and paint brushes to create my canvases. Art makes me happy and I look forward to it. I heart art.
These special artists will soon be putting some works up for sale. From the Delaware desk, Chris Barish, WHYY News.